second, which I think is quite important for FAS 133, is marginal loss. And that measures the marginal risk that a position adds to the portfolio. It's the difference in the portfolio risk with and without the position. So if you're looking at a very small portfolio, which is the case usually in FAS 133, your portfolio will consist of one transaction that's being hedged with another, a set of forward cash flows are being hedged with an interest rate swap. The marginal bar of the interest rate swap will be negative because when you add it to the portfolio, you'll be reducing the bar significantly. So here's an example of marginal bar. Let's take three positions from a risk report. Okay, we have Yahoo stock, a 10-year treasury note, and an S&P put option. The market values are shown. Most of the market value is in bond. And then if you look at the value at risk, this is the amount that you expect to lose, that you expect these individual instruments to lose relative to each other, just lose on their own over a given period, say a day. And marginal bar shows how much the total portfolio value at risk is changed by adding or removing these instruments. So you can see that adding an S&P put option to the portfolio actually reduces the risk because it hedges much of the Yahoo risk. You can notice that the marginal bar for the 10-year note is less than the value at risk alone, because when you add it to the portfolio, there's some diversification. You're not always going to lose money when the treasury note isn't going to lose money at all the same times when Yahoo loses money. So there's some diversification for spreading out your risk. So the marginal bar is generally less than the value at risk of the portfolio. And so if you ask which position adds the most risk to the portfolio, it's actually a difficult question. Well, it's a poorly phrased question, but the marginal bar would tell us it's the 10-year treasury note. But you can see that the market value is much higher, so you've invested much more in it relative to the risk.
So that market value.